All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we're taking a deep dive into a fun story.
We're headed straight to the snowy peaks of the Alpine Animal Games. Think winter sports, but with a whole lot of animal fun.
We're going to meet Ace, the Arctic fox.
He's quite the competitive snowboarder.
Thinks he's the fastest on the mountain.
And he really wants to win that golden snowflake trophy.
But Ace is going to have to navigate some pretty tricky challenges on the course.
Oh, yeah. A giant icy turn that'll really test his balance.
And a super steep jump where he'll need to use all his know-how to land safely.
And you know what? Along the way, Ace might just pick up some cool science tips that'll give him an edge.
Let's see how it all unfolds. So Ace is all geared up at the starting line, feeling totally confident.
I bet he can already picture himself holding that trophy.
But hold on a second.
Before the race starts, let's head to the top of the mountain.
That's where we'll find Ace's best buds.
Blitz the bunny and Howie the hawk.
They're up there cheering him on.
Now Blitz is the brains of the bunch.
Always bursting with science facts.
And Howie.
Well, he's the jokester.
But don't let that fool you. He's got a sharp eye and knows all about balance.
The perfect trio to have in your corner, right?
Absolutely. Always there to support Ace and help him learn new things.
Okay, so back to the race blitz. Is reminding Ace about last year's competition.
Oh, yeah, where Ace took quite a tumble.
Ace blamed it on the slippery snow.
But Howie, being the expert on all things balance, chimed in to remind Ace that, well, snow, is slippery. That's what makes it fun.
It's like when you're on the playground going down a slide.
The smoother the slide, the faster you go.
Yeah.
Same thing with snowboards on snow.
Makes sense.
So to be super speedy, you need to make that snowboard extra slippery.
So how does Ace do that?
Blitz shouts down from the top of the mountain, reminding Ace about something called friction.
Friction.
Yeah. Ever rub your hands together really fast?
Sure. They get all warm.
That's friction. When two things rub together, it creates friction, and that makes things slow down.
So to go fast, you need less friction.
Exactly. And that's where waxing comes in. Waxing a snowboard makes it smooth, less friction, and more speed.
Oh, no. Ace suddenly remembers his snowboard's been sitting in storage all year.
It's probably covered in dust and grime.
Not very slippery at all.
Quick, Ace, get to waxing.
He frantically gives his board a good scrub and a fresh coat of wax, just as the starting horn blasts.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. And they're off.
Ace is zipping down the mountain, passing other racers like it's nothing.
But here comes that giant icy turn.
Ace leans into it, but, he's leaning a little too much.
He starts to wobble. Looks like he might wipe out.
But wait. Up in the sky, Howie's watching Ace like a hawk.
He remembers seeing figure skaters leaning into their turns and staying perfectly balanced.
So Howie yells down to Ace.
Lean with the right angle, Ace.
It's like riding a bike. If you lean too much, you might topple over.
But if you find just the right angle, you can turn smoothly.
Ace listens to how he adjusts his lean and whoosh. He makes it through the turn.
Back on track. But here comes the next challenge.
That super steep jump.
Ace remembers Blitz talking about something important for jumps.
It's all about crouching.
Before a jump, you gotta bend those knees to store up energy. Like a spring.
And when you release, whoosh! All that energy helps you fly higher.
Try it. Stand up and bend your knees like you're about to jump. Feel those leg muscles getting ready. That's what Ace is doing.
Ace takes a deep breath, crouches down low, and whoosh, he soars through the air, landing perfectly.
He sticks the landing, and he keeps going faster than ever.
He's closing in on the finish line, but there are still a few other racers ahead of him.
What can he do to get that extra burst of speed?
Remember how we talked about friction?
Well, there's something else that can slow you down.
Air resistance.
Yeah. It's that feeling of the wind pushing against you when you're moving fast.
Blitz is shouting from the mountaintop, "Tuck in your arms, Ace."
By making himself smaller and tucking in his arms, Ace can cut through the air more easily.
It's like he suddenly got a boost of energy. He zips past the other racers and crosses the finish line.
Ace did it. He won the Golden Snowflake Trophy.
He learned that listening to his friends and using a little bit of science can really pay off.
It's like we said at the beginning, sometimes learning a little something can even help you win.
What did you think? What did Ace learn today? What did you learn?
Maybe you can even draw a picture of Ace racing down the mountain using all his new knowledge to win.
Until next time.
Stay curious.